Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, my loves. This is Roseanne Austin, and welcome to the Best Year Ever Q&A session. I am so excited to be here with you this morning. We literally have women on this call from all over the world, and I am so excited and so honored to be spending this time with you as we have a really unique experience together this morning as we talk about how to create your best year ever, and more specifically, the best year ever on your fertility journey, and give you a no-holds-barred opportunity to ask me questions. I'm going to be your coach, mentor, and fertility journey sister from another mother for the next 60 minutes. And it's so hard to believe. I was just looking at my calendar. I'm thinking, oh my gosh, we're almost done with the first month of 2017. I just can't believe how quickly the time is flying. And we are coming together for the specific purpose of really giving you the opportunity to ask me questions about mindset and all kinds of things that can come up along the way on this journey. We're going to be talking about super awesome, smart ways to live your fertility journey. And when we were thinking about what fantastic information we would offer you this month, I remember how, you know, I was thinking back on my own journey about how I dearly wished I had someone to talk to on this journey to be able to ask the scary, perhaps messy questions that I wouldn't dare ask friends or family because, one, none of them had been through struggling with fertility, and two, I wanted answers without any baggage. And I also remember thinking, oh my gosh, I don't need therapy. What I needed was the wisdom of someone who had actually lived this journey and ultimately learned how to rock it out. And that is what we're here to offer you today, a chance to ask questions of an awesome, judgment-free fertility journey big sister who actually knows how to crush fear and happens to be an expert coach that has helped women all over the world make their dreams of being a mom come true. And that's me. One of the key pieces of the puzzle in really making your dreams come true on this journey is mindset. And to drive that point home, as part of your registration materials for this session, you were given access to two powerful tools that were intended to get you thinking about two things: how you choose to live your fertility journey and what you choose to believe about it and ultimately yourself. And so those two things that you should have received in your welcome email as well as your reminder emails are the Knockout Negativity Planner for 2017, and also you were given access to the Magnet Statements to help make 2017 your best year yet. We're going to be using those tools throughout the first part of this call this morning because I really want to drive this point home. If you do nothing else with the information that you get today, focus on these two things because they're really going to help shake things up for you and really get you centered and thinking about what really matters to you as you move through your journey. And that's something that we don't spend a lot of time thinking about. You know, obviously we have a focus on, you know, we're trying to have a baby, and that's wonderful. That's the goal. That's a very tangible goal that we have. But we rarely ask the critical question of how we want to be in the process, okay? You've got doctors to help you with the physical side of it. You've got wonderful alternative medicine practitioners to help you optimize that fertility, and you also have, you know, you've got all these different things going on, but we rarely stop to think about this very critical piece, and we're going to be talking more about that because there are two big areas that after years of coaching go-getter, make-it-happen women who are serious about becoming a mom and ultimately do, it's abundantly clear to me that to break free of the fear, stress, and struggle that you can experience in your life when things aren't quite happening the way you want them to in terms of fertility, you know, you really got to get a handle on how you want to live your journey and what you're going to choose to believe in the process. Because here's the deal. Who says that your fertility journey has to be about endless fear, stress, and misery? Who says that you have to feel shame, self-doubt, and like less of a woman? And who says that you can't live your fertility journey on your terms exactly as you wish? The idea that you have no choice in how to live your journey is as ridiculous as it is false. And I'm really hoping to drive that point home to you so that you can start making wonderful choices for yourself. Break free of the confines of the stress and the fear that can, you know, are often hallmarks of this journey. And it's quite heartbreaking when you think about it, you know, that this is a wonderful time in your life where you're trying to build your family that so often gets overshadowed by fear, stress, negativity, and all of the other things that can really plague you on this journey. So keep that in mind. So if you have downloaded the PDFs of these workbooks, or if you've printed them out, wonderful. And it's going to be a great way for you to follow along. We're just going to spend a few minutes on these, and then I'm going to open up the phone line so that you can ask your questions, because I hope it was abundantly clear. This is a Q&A session. You get to pick my brain and ask me the questions that you love to ask when it comes to how to actually live this journey, okay? And as we get started, I want to take a moment to send love to all of the women all over the world who are jumping on this call right now. Like I said, we have quite an international crowd. And I want to remind you that you're here because you want more for yourself. I want to acknowledge you for taking this step, because so often we can get caught up in this journey. We never really think about ourselves, like I was saying before, you know, how we want to be. And this is wonderful. You deserve a lot of credit for taking time out of your day to learn more about how you can do this effectively and in a way that's actually going to support your fertility. So let's also take a moment to send love to Joanne and the entire Circle in Bloom family for making the time that we have together this morning possible. We are so honored, Joanne and I, to be serving this amazing community. And as women who have actually lived this journey, this time is our gift to you. We both feel it's so heartfelt, the time that we get to spend with women in this community, because we remember what it's like. So let this be the 1 hour during your day where you don't feel alone and you're amongst other women across the globe who get it, who really get it. So what you're about to learn today also, ladies, has far-reaching implications. You are going to have awarenesses that, seriously, no exaggeration, if you set the intention that you are going to be in it to win it this morning and learn everything you can absolutely transform the way that you live this journey. And I may say this 1,000 times during this call, but it's because it's a fact, okay? Your mindset matters. And to that end, I want to support you in beginning to think about your fertility as a gorgeous mosaic. If you have been on the Circle in Bloom calls before, you heard me refer to your fertility in that way. And it's an intelligent way to think about your fertility, because it gives you a more global perspective of what it's all about. You know, here's why beginning to think about your journey in that way is important. Fertility miracles are the product of a confluence of all of the right pieces coming together. And mindset, my love, is the foundation. Your mindset influences your physical health, your eating habits, your hormones, your sleep patterns, relationships, choice of fertility treatments, stress levels, and decision making. All of those things can have an impact on your fertility and ultimately your outcome, right? There should be no dispute over that. And when you understand this fact, you can see why mindset is so important. And if you've been on this journey long enough, you've probably figured out that if it just came down to treatment, you'd be one and done. I would have been one and done. If it was just about diet, you'd eliminate some foods and go shopping for baby clothes. It isn't all that simple, okay? Sometimes it is, but sometimes it's not. And that's why your mindset matters. And ultimately, that's where I come in. For those of you who don't know me or are new to my work, again, my name is Roseanne Austin, and also for those of you who are just now jumping on the call, I am a fertility journey transformation coach. So you might be asking yourself, what does that mean? Well, plain and simple, I help women get pregnant. My work is about helping women cultivate a mindset that supports their fertility so they can make their dream of being a mom come true. And as I've said before, mindset is a critical component to health and well-being. And if you're struggling with fertility, you simply cannot afford to mess around. You need both to be at their best. And if you aren't getting the result you desire, you've got to look at mindset, my loves. You've got to look at mindset. And by making this often overlooked piece of the puzzle a priority, my clients all over the world have made the seemingly impossible possible time and again. Endometriosis, pregnant. PCOS, pregnant. Poor egg quality, pregnant. Unexplained infertility, pregnant. Over 40, pregnant. It's insane. My ladies are unstoppable, and they have a funny way of finding a way to be the mom that they were meant to be. In fact, yesterday, and I got to tell you, I love this. I get texts from my clients all the time, and yesterday I got a great text from a client who had just finished her 20-week anatomical scan. And her baby girl, she was so excited to share this with me, that her baby girl was growing like a weed. And I got to tell you, you know, when women really take control of their fertility journey and they really get control of their mindset, they make amazing things happen. And it's this particular woman had endured years of heartbreak, misery, and failed fertility treatments. And she got pregnant before we even finished our first coaching program. So, yes, ladies, when you get your mindset right, anything can happen. I'm also the creator of FromMaybeToBaby.com. And I, like I said before, I have the honor of coaching women across the globe who take a stand for making their dreams come true. And what they create in their lives is possible for you too. So if any of you are, you know, have little demons coming up saying, oh, you know, these women must be extraordinary. Well, yeah, they are extraordinary. But there's room for you too. Every one of the things that they've created in their lives are possible for you too. And I want to underscore that. And a lot of that is going to come down to mindset. And that's why I want to share what I'm sharing with you today. And my loves, I also want you to know that what I'm sharing is not theory. I am not guessing, and this is not something I just read out of a book. You are getting journey-tested insider information from a professional coach who personally spent years struggling with fertility and going through just about every fertility treatment under the sun while I was a prosecuting attorney here in California. I've also made so many mistakes, it's ridiculous, and I spent well over $100,000 to try and build my family. And in that process, I learned exactly how to stop the fear and stress that were blocking the miracles in my life. And I now have the distinct honor to live my purpose, coaching women all over the world how to do the same. And let me be clear, at the time that I was going through the fertility treatment process, you know, I was getting state-of-the-art treatments. I had a strict, organic, gluten-free diet. I was seeing, seriously, a celebrity acupuncturist. I was having my abdomen massaged by a woman who was trained in the Andes. Seriously, ladies, I was handling my business when it came to all of the other pieces of the fertility mosaic. And so I wasn't half-assing it. I was really in it. But I was utterly failing at the foundational piece, which is mindset. And when I look back on those days, it's no surprise that I wasn't getting pregnant. My mindset was literally sabotaging me. The negativity, doubt, fear, self-loathing, and zero belief in the process were running the show. And I had the results to show for it. And I see this all the time. I have women coming to me from all over the world who have endured years of fertility treatment failures. and or trying to conceive naturally for years and it never happens. And when they get their mindset right, incredible things happen. I want the same for you. And the process that I got there was really understanding. You know, I had to hit rock bottom. You know, I was like, oh my God, I'm spending all this money. I'm doing all these things. Nothing is working for me. And, you know, I remember actually the minute I hit rock bottom was in my office. I just finished a trial and I just wanted to curl up into a ball and cry. And I just remember thinking to myself, I had two options at that point. You know, I either do nothing and continue to let this journey run me into the ground, or two, figure out how to turn things around so that I could make my dream come true. Because what I was doing wasn't working. Something had to change. And I realized that thing that had to change was me and my approach. Because when I look back at all of these things, and I'm sharing this with you so that you don't have to make this mistake and that you don't have to take years to get to the same place that I've gotten to or that my clients gotten to. I want you to have this right now. This is the kind of thing, and when we sent out the invitation for this, you know, we're talking about having an opportunity to speak with somebody who can be like your fertility journey big sister. So I'm keeping it real. I wish somebody had, you know, who had lived this journey could just grab me by the shoulders and shake me and tell me these things, because it would have made my life so much easier. When you get to the point where you realize that everything you're doing is not working, you've got to look at the one thing that you aren't looking at, right? And that for me and so many women I've worked with was mindset, okay? And so I had the option of choosing something different, and that was what I say was behind door number two. And that was to change my mindset. And I'm telling you, ladies, when I started to change me and the way that I looked at myself and this journey, a miracle happened. And I see the same thing happening for my clients. So I made the commitment that I was going to share. I mean, anyone who's willing to hear it, you know, I was going to share the process and I was going to share the things that really made a difference. And, you know, part of that process too was getting a coach. I needed somebody to help me. Yes, I was a smart woman. I was a trial attorney. There's no question. I'm educated and reasonable. But this journey takes you to places that education and reason aren't going to help you with, you know, and so getting a coach really helped me absolutely catapult myself exactly into the place that I wanted to be. And it made it happen so much faster than if I tried to do it on my own, you know, just through reading books, going to random blogs or, you know, fertility meetup groups. I mean, while all those things are wonderful, I wanted results and I needed to work on me and focus on me, which is why I brought on a coach. And I'm telling you, once I did that, it was crazy. The results that I got were incredible. And you've got to admit, like, when you look at, like, Venus and Serena Williams or anyone who has achieved any level of success in their lives, they had a coach or mentor. If you can't tell, I'm extremely passionate about what I do because I know it works, and I want you to have that. I'm also going to be myself. So I really invite you to be yourself too. And when you raise your hand by hitting *2 because you have a question, you know, let this be the safe place today that you can just be who you are, ask the questions, and get some great answers and some coaching. So let's dive right in. I want to start off with your knockout negativity planner. I'm just going to go through this super fast. In your knockout negativity planner, the reason why I've created these two workbooks for you is they really do focus on the two primary areas that women struggle the most. You know, generally with negativity on this journey, you know, saying, oh my God, this is never going to happen for me, being triggered by their Facebook feed or a invitation to a baby shower they receive or whatever. And then with the magnet statements, we're really looking at, you know, what do you believe about you? Because those things, you know, your belief in whether or not it can happen for you and your belief about yourself are absolutely vulnerable to attack with the ups and downs of this journey. So the point of having these things is to really get you thinking differently. So in the knockout negativity planner, I ask you 4 questions. How do I choose to approach and live my journey in 2017? Have any of you ever stopped prior to receiving this workbook to really think about that? It is so key. And think about that. You know, how do you want to live it? How do you want to live every single day on this journey? You can live this journey any way you wish. And if you decide that you want to live it feeling great, you absolutely can. If you want to live this journey and feel closer to your partner than you've ever felt, you can. And as a woman who lived this journey for many, many years, I can tell you that it's going to sound twisted, but I'm going to be myself and I'm keeping it real. This journey was one of the best things that could ever happen to my marriage. You know, my husband and I are, oh my God, he's my soulmate. There's no question. He's the love of my life, my most trusted counsel, and he is amazing. And we had a great marriage before we started undergoing the fertility treatments and the years of struggle. But we chose how we were going to live it. And we were very clear from the beginning that there was going to be nothing that drove us apart in this process. And that's the power of living your journey with intention, ladies. And that's really what I'm seeking to do in encouraging you to follow this workbook. Answer the questions, my love. Give yourself a chance to think about this. Don't spend another day on your journey without answering these questions. Because when you give yourself a chance to answer these questions, you literally give yourself a chance to change the trajectory of your journey. Get to know how you choose to approach and live your journey. Now, I'm going to go lawyer on you, okay, because approach and live are two different things. Okay, so what is the approach that you want to take? Do you want to take the approach that anything is possible for you? Anything and everything is possible for you. And do you want to live that way? Okay, do you want to embody that on a daily basis? Start your day saying, hey, anything is possible for me today. Because the alternative is to say, it's never going to happen for me. This journey is about misery. You know, you can say all of those things. I mean, it's totally your choice. I'm not here to judge you or tell you what to do. But I am here to shed some light and help give you some awareness that there is another way. Okay? So this question is not there by accident. It's there to help start you on the right direction. Okay? And then the next question is, what do I need to believe about myself to help me make this a reality? This is key, my loves. You know, you've got to ask yourself, if you've decided that you want to approach and live your journey as if anything is possible in a positive way, like, you know, not sky is falling, anything is possible, but in fact, things are very possible for you on this journey. What do you need to believe about yourself in order to make that happen? Because that's the piece that gets missed a lot. Well, you know, people say that, oh yeah, you know, I want to be positive. You know, I want to have a positive attitude on this journey. Well, how are you going to have a positive attitude if you don't think positive things can happen for you? Okay, because a lot of women, and I'm telling you, I was one of them. And so I'm not pointing fingers here, but I had a deep belief that there was something wrong with me because I was struggling with my fertility. My self-esteem was never lower. You know, it was like this contrast. Here I was I'm not afraid to tell you, I'm a really good trial attorney, or I was when I was practicing law. And I really loved my job. I loved helping people. I loved serving the victims of crime. And that's why I was so excited and so focused on what I was doing. That's why I was good at it. But I was living a double life. Because on the inside, because I was struggling with fertility, I felt worthless. So while I would tell myself, that juxtaposition creates confusion, right? One part of me is super solid. The other part is like down in the gutter. You know, the way that you want to live your journey and what you believe about yourself must be in alignment. Okay, they must be equal. You must give if you believe that you want to have a positive attitude on this journey, you must believe that positive things can happen for you. You've got to believe that you're worth it. You've got to believe that putting in the time, putting in the effort is worth it. You've got to believe that if you want to cultivate that mindset, that making the investment to do that, time and otherwise, you are worth it. Okay, you see how that works? So, and you also, you know, and I'll use relationships as an example to help illustrate that really quick, is that, you know, if you want to move through your journey, you know, feeling closer to your partner than ever, if you happen to be working with a partner, you've got to believe that you're worthy of love, right? I mean, and it's heartbreaking. I mean, having talked to women all over the world, some women just don't feel like they're worthy of love. And I totally get that, because when this journey kicks you in the teeth a few times and you have heartbreaking disappointment, there are times when it's like, wow, you know, what have I done to deserve this? Maybe I'm not worthy of love. You know, and it's easy to get into that spiral, which is, again, you know, learning more about yourself and learning your stories is going to support you in helping to cultivate the mindset that you want. But you've got to understand, you know, what do you need to believe? Okay. And then, excuse me, number three, what promises do I need to make and keep? Notice that the word keep is in all caps. So that's there for a reason. What promises do I need to make and keep with myself in order to make this happen? What tools, education, support, and coaching will I get to help me achieve the goal of living this journey on my terms? Okay. And I love this question, because this really puts your feet to the fire. And as a coach, hey, that's part of my job. And, you know, I want you to have what you want. Like, there's nothing that makes me happier than when I get phone calls or text messages from my ladies with, like, hey, I'm pregnant, or hey, I just overcame this huge fear that I had on this journey, or whatever, or I had a conversation that I really needed to have with my doctor, or whatever. You know, these victories that women experience on this journey and that I get to share in are the product of them making promises to themselves, and they keep them, and they take action in furtherance of those promises. You know, because it's real easy. I mean, let's stack this one on top of the other. It's easy to say that you want to be positive. And you also have to have the belief that's going to support you in making that happen. But number three illustrates how you've got to take action in order to make those things happen. Because this isn't about just sitting on the sidelines wishing and waiting for something to happen. You know, making your dreams come true on this journey is about deciding how you want to live it, getting your beliefs in alignment with that, and then taking action in furtherance of making those two things happen. Okay, so if you decide that you want to live, and I'm just using general terms here, if you want to live your journey with a positive attitude, that means that you've got to take action. You know, what tools, education, support, and coaching will you get to help you get there, right? And so you've got to make the commitment. This is ultimately what we call follow through, my loves, because it's, you know, you have a dream of being a mom. You know, you dream of being a mom, and you dream of making that come true. But dream is more than, as I said, just sitting on the sidelines. You've got to put skin in the game. You've got to be in it, and you've got to take one step, you know, in front of the other in order to get there, right? Right? Like, you can't wish to lose 10 pounds by sitting on the couch. You know, you can want to lose 10 pounds and get your butt off the couch and start taking a walk or eating more healthy. You know, you don't just get what you want by wishing and waiting. You got to go out and get it. And I have a feeling you probably know that, but in the context of the fertility journey and how you want to be, that's something we don't talk about often. So I'm really hoping that helps you. And question number four is, how do you plan to begin? Like, exactly when will you get started? And here is the truth, ladies. I mean, if you don't have a time and a date for when you want something to occur, it's always going to be a nice to have, right? And, you know, as a professional myself, you know, if something's not in my calendar, it never gets done. And I want you to have the same sense of urgency. You know, I want you to know how you want to begin, and I want to know when you're going to get started. Okay, just that simple. And, you know, there may be part of you that's saying, I don't know where to start. Get creative. Get creative. And if you still don't feel like you know where to start, get some coaching. Line up, hit *2 on your telephone keypad, and get ready to, you know, ask me a question, because it's totally possible for you. Okay, and I'm so happy to help you with that. And even if you don't get on this morning, We're certainly going to talk about how you can get in contact with me later if you do want to work together. So that's the first workbook that I have for you, and that's the Knockout Negativity Planner. And the reason why I call it the Knockout Negativity Planner is like negativity, fear, stress, and freakout is homeostasis. You know, that's a very easy place to be, right? On this journey, like it takes no effort to be in freakout. But it does take some effort to live your journey differently. And when you make a decision and you write out this plan exactly as I've explained it, you give yourself a chance to knock it out. And believe me, as a woman who spent years in a place of woe is me, it's never going to happen for me, my life sucks, I can tell you that what's on the other side of that, when you actively take control of your journey and you decide how you want to live it, is miracles. So let's talk about real quick the magnet statement. And I put this particular workbook together because, as I said before, what this journey can do to you, and as I shared, you know, with my own bout with issues of self-esteem on this journey, you know, it really attacks us at a very base level and really has us questioning who we are, what matters to us. And your magnet statements are really an indication of who you choose to be and what you are available for on this journey. So let me say that again. Your magnet statements are indicative of the woman you choose to be and what you are available for on this journey. And this is so important because words have power, okay? Just think about the energy that comes from it's never going to happen for me versus anything is possible for me. My dreams matter. I am a good human being and I'm going to be a mom. You know, how much more energy and positive charge do those words have as opposed to it's never going to happen for me and my partner's going to leave me because, you know, my body is failing or whatever. You know, I mean, it's a very different degree of impact. And it's undisputed, ladies, that your beliefs create your reality. And you ultimately determine what you bring into your life based on your beliefs. If you really believe that this journey sucks and that your life sucks, that's all you're going to see. You know, it's no different than when you buy, you know, like let's say you bought a red car. You know, that was your, you bought your red dream car. And you didn't see them very often on the road. But once you buy it, you see them everywhere, right? That's a product of shifting your focus. You know, you suddenly start to see those things everywhere. And if your focus is on the negative, all you're going to see is negative, my loves. Don't do that to yourself. It's toxic. It's not doing anything to support your fertility. So with the magnet statements, you know, what we're seeking to do is supercharge the plan that you've created for yourself in your Knockout Negativity Planner. Let's get you on the path to really getting to know who you choose to be on this journey. And it's very simple. You know, you get to fill in the blanks here with some affirmative statements that I've given you some ideas for, you know, like, I am. What do you want to say about yourself? I am what? Are you freaking awesome? You know, maybe that's two words, but, you know, whatever. You get to fill this in, you know. I believe anything can happen for me. I believe in miracles. I believe I'm going to be a mom. I choose to focus on what is working. You know, you can finish, you know, this out in any way you wish. I invest in things that help me get to where I want to go. I ask for help with mindset. You know, whatever it is, you can complete this in any way you choose. You know, I no longer settle for second best. I no longer settle for a crappy mindset. You know, finish this out in any way you wish, my loves, you know, but this is here to help you. And at the very bottom, I've created a little space for you to create a daily mantra. You know, I will blank to make sure these statements are my reality. You know, you can pick any activity that you choose to help start reprogramming your brain to believe these things, not the negative playlist that's been on repeat in your head. Right? Because you are not powerless against those thoughts. You get to reprogram yourself by saying these things and believing something different and behaving differently to create a different reality. So those are the two workbooks that we really wanted to offer you to give you a place to start in these two critical areas. So I want to open up the phone lines now. Melissa, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Good morning, my love. What's your question? Where are you calling in from?
Fargo, North Dakota.
Oh, North Dakota. I've got an amazing client in North Dakota. She's been telling me a lot about the weather, my love. So I hope you're doing well. I hope you're not freezing to death. So what's your question for me this morning?
So I'd say that 80% of the time I have a positive mindset and I'm good. I'm focusing on work. I'm focusing on my family, my relationship with my husband, and everything's really good. And then something will happen like a trigger. You know, you see something on Facebook or you see a pregnant woman or you see, you know, you have a thought in your head just randomly. And I end up 20% of the time, you know, all I can do is focus on the fact that, I haven't been able to get pregnant yet. And my mind just reels and it thinks and it thinks and it thinks. And I can spend hours on the internet looking up stuff and just replaying everything and counting down the days until my next doctor appointment. And I kind of drive my husband crazy when this time is going on. And I know that I need to break my pattern to just like get out of that mindset and get back to my normal me. Do you have any specific things that you would suggest for breaking your pattern when you're like this?
I absolutely do, my love. What a great question, and thank you for asking it. The first thing I want to ask you, though, is I get that you're driving your husband crazy, and it sounds like you're ruminating and consulting the ever-wise Dr. Google. Mm-hmm. I wonder if you're Googling like I did at midnight and staying up till your eyes bleed looking for answers. But I want to know, why does this matter to you? Because it's only 20% of your time, and I say only in quotation marks because it's the most agonizing time, right? I mean, it doesn't matter if it's 2% of the time because it sucks. But I want to know why this matters. Why do you want this to change?
I guess because it's not me. It's not really who I am. I don't want to be that kind of person. I mean, in my life, I'm still pretty young, but I've always been able to achieve everything that I've tried to do before, and I don't like being crazy and just being stressed out about one thing when in reality, there's not a lot I can do about it. You know, if I get pregnant or not, that will happen, but I think I should focus more like on what I can control and not what I can't control.
Ding, 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 ding. If I had a gold star, okay, I'm going to put a gold star right on your cheek, like Ziggy Stardust. I'm just going to put a gold star on there because that is, you're hitting the nail right on the head, my love. Like, the one thing that you can control is you. And you're really smart to get a sense that you've got to get control of this. Because you're right, you have no idea, you know, when this is going to happen for you. I get that you don't like to be stressed out and you don't want to be that person. But let's go a layer deeper. And the reason why I'm doing this is not because I'm nosy. I want you to be able to do this. And until you have the right degree of leverage, you're going to go back to doing the old thing. So I have a tool for you to use about what to do with a trigger, but I want to know, what is the thing that is going to make this stick for you? What is the real deep, perhaps spooky why about why this matters, why you don't want to be that person? Why don't you want to be that person, Melissa?
Because I want to enjoy life that I have now because I have so many good things in my life. I have a great job, a great husband, a great family. We're living in a really nice place. And so I don't want to, I mean, it could be years before we're even able to try getting pregnant again. And so I don't want to live that time, you know, waste, like losing that time.
Life's too short. Life's too short, right? You're talking
right.
to somebody who spent years, like, there are years I don't even remember Christmas. I don't even remember my birthday. Like, all of these things because this journey consumed my life. I don't want that for you, love. And you're definitely hitting the nail right on the head. You're brilliant. If you continue to be the woman that you don't particularly like, what's the risk you run? Do you risk losing your husband? Do you risk straining relations with your family? Your work? There's a lot of good reasons to get this under control, right?
Yep.
So when you deeply connect to your why this is important, and I'm really going to encourage you as soon as we get off this call, when you deeply connect to why this matters to you, you give yourself the leverage to make it happen, right? Like when you think of, you know, people who are trying to change bad habits, if people just try to change bad habits simply on the notion that they should, they rarely do. It's usually when people have something catastrophic or they deeply connect to their why that they actually change that behavior and it changes for good. Okay. So that's what we want for you, because if you're, you know, if you're spending 20% of the time, you know, consulting Dr. Google and ruminating over stuff that just drives you crazy, and it definitely sounds like it's having an impact on your marriage. You know, it doesn't mean that it's destroying your marriage, but it's having an impact. Right? Yeah. And that impact, if that simmers and stews for years, I mean, you can't deny that that's going to have an impact on your marriage that's maybe more far-reaching than it is right now. It starts to accumulate. So here's the thing. When you run into a trigger, okay, so now that you understand your why you want to change this, what the leverage is for you, when you are triggered, I want you to notice, so there's like a couple step process here. One, when you notice the trigger, notice immediately what the story is that you're telling yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because we always have a story, right? You know, when you see somebody with a pregnancy announcement in Facebook, what are you telling yourself?
I'm happy for them. I always am happy for them. But I just feel sad that it hasn't happened for me yet. And I think that the patience thing is tough. Just like,
okay.
Oh my gosh, it still hasn't happened yet. And,
okay. Well, what follows, it still hasn't happened.
Because
there's something a little bit darker than it still hasn't happened for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like
what
what's wrong
it?
With me that it hasn't
yes.
happened?
Yes. What's wrong with me? So the underlying story is there's something wrong with you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's probably you're thinking something wrong, not just on a physical level, but like something inherently wrong with you.
Because I have scarring in my uterus, and I don't know that if we can ever fix that. So I guess I get scared about that. And
gotcha. Gotcha.
Impossible
okay.
to fix it.
Mm-hmm. No, and that's beautiful. So the story that you have running in your head is it may be impossible to fix my uterus.
Right.
Okay. So, and that's a scary thought. Totally legitimate. You know, and so when you have the trigger, you notice what you tell yourself. It immediately, in your example, you immediately go to, they're not going to be able to fix my uterus. Something like that, right?
Right. No matter what I do, it could be possible that it's just not possible.
Right. And that's a scary thought. Okay. So you know the story.
Mm-hmm.
The next thing that you want to do after you recognize, all right, I'm getting triggered. This is the story. The next thing you want to do is tell yourself, for right now, it's a story.
Mm-hmm.
I can choose to believe something different.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you want to believe instead of the notion that they're never going to be able to fix your uterus?
I like to believe that even if they can't, that I'll be okay and that we'll find other ways to make it happen.
Yeah. And why do you want to believe that, love? I mean, you're just hitting it out of the park. That's beautiful, because what you're basically saying is, I'm going to be happy no matter what. I'm going to find a way. It's freaking beautiful. And why do you want to believe that?
Because then I can go on like living life and still being an active like part of the world and contributing and being a strong, confident, beautiful woman, and and I don't want to be focused on this all the time.
Oh, you're making my heart sing, love. You're making my heart sing. Here's the thing. This is what I'll tell you real quick. You are a strong, beautiful woman who's making an impact on the world and contributing. You're all of those things, that's happening for you now. And that can absolutely continue to happen no matter what shows up on your journey. Okay? So focus on that. Like, get really clear on that, because all of that's true. And it's already here.
Yeah.
And it's amazing. And, you know, and when you connect to that and you connect again to your why do you choose to believe something different? It's a heck of a lot easy to get out of that place of fear and freak out and go into what you actually want to believe. Because when you make a choice about what you want to believe, that's what you attract into your life. And how much better is that?
Mm-hmm.
You got it? So remember the steps. Okay, going back to your original question, what do you do when there's a trigger? One, you notice what the story is that you're telling yourself. Two, you tell yourself, this is just a story. I have a choice to believe what I want to believe right now. And then in that moment, you choose to believe something different. It really is that simple.
Mm-hmm.
It's to choose to believe something different. And that's not you denying that there are issues with your uterus. Nobody's denying that, right? So we're not playing the denial game. You're aware that there are things going on in your uterus, but you're going to believe something different. Because you have not received, and you haven't said otherwise, you haven't received any information that they can't do anything about it.
No.
Right. So it's just as likely that they can do something about it as not, right?
Right.
There you have it. Remember, where your focus goes, energy flows. Choose where your focus goes, my love. Okay?
Sure.
Did I answer your question?
Yes, thank you.
Oh, well, fantastic. Well, stay warm in North Dakota, my love.
Thank you. We will.
All right, so I'm gonna mute your line for your privacy.
Okay.
So I'm going to check and see if there are any other questions. And I have a question from Sadia. Sadia, I hope, and you're coming in from Burnley, and I'm not sure where that is, but welcome, Sadia. And here is Sadia's question. What if you have a lot of negative influences around you that don't support you and believe in you? How do you remain positive and hopeful and believe in yourself in spite of negativity around you? Oh, Sadia, I love this question. It's such a great question, because it's so easy for people to have judgments and have thoughts about what we're doing on this journey. You know, this journey is interesting because it's so laden in shame, secrecy, and misinformation that, you know, it's really easy for people to stand on the sidelines and say, well, I would do this or I would do that. Here's the deal, my love. Nobody gets a front seat on your journey unless you invite them in. Okay, you are a grown woman who I have no doubt is beautiful, and you make amazing things happen in your life. You get to decide what influences are invited into your journey. And here's the thing, you know, negativity breeds negativity. If the focus that everyone else has is on negativity, you get to put your own shield up against that. You know, you get to create, you know, and it's a beautiful metaphor, because in becoming a mom, you know, you become protective of your baby. And in a lot of ways, right now, as you're on your journey, you're going to be protective of what influences come into your life as you are on the path to inviting your baby into your life. You know, there people so often, even though they have great intentions, you know, can bring their own stories into your world, and they try to get you to adopt them. But here's the deal. If you go back to your knockout negativity planner and you get super clear, my love, on how you choose to approach and live your journey, you get to dictate this. And I know it's tough, because sometimes if you have, you know, if your partner's a negative person or your family's negative, you know, you're thinking, well, Roseanne, how the hell am I supposed to work with that? Well, you can absolutely work with that, my love. You get to decide what you're available for on this journey. And, you know, nobody can control what you think but you. And if you are deeply connected to the way that you choose to live this journey, let that be your focus. Have singular focus on what it is that you want to do for yourself on this journey. And ultimately, you know, other people's opinions, you know, this is where it's important to have great boundaries. There is a great book that I love. You can get it on Amazon. I think it's Dr. Henry Cloud, I think is who wrote it. It's a book called Boundaries. And it's written from a Christian perspective, but I mean, you can take that part out. I mean, you can, if that doesn't apply to you, whatever, you can parse out that information. It doesn't have to apply to you. But I recommend it because it's just one of the coolest books out there on creating boundaries. You can just insert whatever spiritual or religious beliefs that you might have, or you can totally disregard that. But regardless of the bent that it has, it's a solid book. And I think that, you know, if you want to call in and hit *2 on your telephone keypad, I'd love to ask you more questions. But since you wrote this in, I'm just going to kind of go with my gut on how to answer your question. And it sounds like boundaries could be really helpful. Not just the book, but the notion of having good, strong, loving, healthy boundaries around yourself, your journey, and what you choose to let in. I also have a question here from Carolyn from Elliott City. How do you think about other things besides fertility when going through treatments? Great question, love. You guys are awesome. I love these questions. Well, one of the ways that you can do that, Carolyn, is by really starting to look at your life as a whole, okay? So just like I was giving you the example earlier of looking at your fertility as a beautiful mosaic with all of these moving pieces like fertility treatment, diet, sleep, coaching, all of these different things that you're going to incorporate into that mosaic to support you in making your dreams come true, with mindset being the foundation. When you look at your life as a whole and understand that your fertility treatment is a chapter in it, can be very freeing. And that's not to say that it doesn't have meaning and that it's not important. It's just taking a step back and understanding that this is just part of the mosaic that's going to make up your life. It's one piece of it. And I can tell you from personal experience, you know, I had tunnel vision when I was on my journey, you know, even though I was trying cases back to back. I don't know how I did it, where, you know, I was in these highly technical cases, but I was also in the background obsessed with my fertility. You know, when I started living my life more fully, you know, when I started working on myself, working on my mindset, I realized that I had let so many other aspects of my life wither away because of what I was allowing this journey to do to me. And very slowly, I started to open myself back up to doing the things that I love, like cooking. You know, I live in wine country. And so, you know, going out to great meals, you know, going outdoors, going wine tasting and doing the things that really made me happy was one of the best things I ever did, you know, and when I did transform my mindset and my miracle happened, and, you know, when I look back, and even my coach, when I was going through it, was telling me, you know, God, you got to get, you know, create this life, you know, you have a life to live, get back in it. And I really took that to heart and started, you know, making things happen in my life again. I could see that opening myself up and allowing myself to live a full life was one of the best things that I could have ever done, because it brought joy back into my life. It reduced my stress and it made me feel whole again. And, you know, so that I didn't have that tunnel vision. So I'd really encourage you, Carolyn, to think about, you know, what do you love in your life? What are some of the things that you've let fall by the wayside? And explore those things and see how you might be able to revive them. And, you know, because it's very easy when we're on this journey to get tunnel vision and let things fall away and then feel empty, feel depleted, and feel like this is the only thing that's running our life. So if you have any further questions about that, Carolyn, you're absolutely welcome to call in and hit star 2 on your telephone keypad, and I'm happy to answer your questions. So I know we are way over time, ladies, but I really hope that you're getting great value and really hearing the reality of the questions that your sisters on this call are asking. And I really applaud those of you who have hit star 2 on your telephone keypad and asked questions. It's beautiful. I mean, you've heard some intelligent, heartfelt questions this morning. And awesome, we've got a call from Oakland, California. Ooh, I love it, love it, love it, love it, the Bay Area. So I am going to unmute your line. I think, is this Serena?
Hi, yes. Thanks for taking
Good
the question.
Good morning, Serena.
Good morning. It's been wonderful to be on this call.
Oh, that's great. So, love, tell me, what's your question?
Well, similarly to one of the questions that you got, I've been on the fertility journey for a while. I'm also about to turn 40. And in the process, I found out that I have a lower egg count than most women for my age. So I went through a long process of investigation, research, and realizing that I needed to potentially consider, as you mentioned, the alphabet soup of fertility treatments. I went through an IVF cycle, and I ended up ovulating before they were able to do the retrieval. So after all of the, you know, work to get to that point, which I was hoping, although I know it's not a guarantee either way, was hoping, you know, would bring me closer to eventually becoming pregnant, I got very disheartened. So I guess my question is just, you know, it's general. It's how do you keep faith on this path? Because there are so many ebbs and flows and highs and lows with it. And so I'm definitely after that knowledge and empowered thinking and exactly programs like this. But, you know, any recommendations just on how to just stay on track and get back on the path, really, I think, is I needed to really take a step back and give myself some space from the process and from the journey. So I just would love to hear your insight on that.
So ultimately your question is about how to keep the faith.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, love, I can really identify with your story. I totally identify with the feeling of like, holy cow, I've put in all this time. I've put in all this money. When is this going to happen for me? I just keep feeling like I'm getting kicked in the teeth. When am I going to catch a break? or some of the things, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
And here's the thing. Do you believe that there's a miracle out there for you?
Yes.
Okay.
I do.
I know. It sounds like a crazy question, right? I mean, especially, I mean, right. Believe me, love. I mean, if you had asked me years and years and years ago when I was on this journey, super hardcore, hard-nosed trial attorney, if somebody asked me that same question, I would have looked at them sideways. Like, what? What are you talking about? Miracles?
Right.
No. I just need treatment. But here's the thing.
Right.
There are so many aspects that medicine cannot account for. Okay? I mean, I see it day in and day out. I have another client who is pregnant with her third baby, and she's over 40. And every single one of those children has been conceived naturally. And we've been working
Wow.
together for over a year now. And I'm like, you're like a baby-making machine. But here's the thing. You know, it isn't just one thing. It's not just treatment. It's not just diet. It's not just acupuncture. It mindset is underlying all of those things, which is why I ask that question. Do you believe that there is a miracle out there? Okay? And that's not, that's just not a frivolous question. It is a fundamental question. And so it's fundamental importance that you believe there's a miracle out there for you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so holding on to that belief, that core belief is so critical. I mean, I'm 43 and I'm sitting here 17 weeks pregnant. Okay. And,
yes. Congratulations.
And I have well, thank you. Thank you. I mean, I had almost every doctor kind of look at me and shake their heads you know, and that was after $100,000 in treatment. Okay. But right. one of the things that, I mean, and I teach this to my clients, and I don't, you know, that's why I have women who come to me with PCOS, endometriosis, unexplained infertility, you know, low mm-hmm. egg quality, all these things, who understand that mindset is so important. That's why they end up making their dreams come true, is because they connect to that mindset and they understand mm-hmm. that that helps the process. I mean, as you well know, it's not really ever just one thing. It's a confluence of things that creates a circumstance for us to conceive. You know, if it was just one thing, it'd be, you'd figure that out and be one and done. But it's having all of the pieces
right.
that work together, right? So what do you need to believe about you, my love, in order to keep the faith? What's the missing piece? Because I get that you believe there's a miracle, but there's probably a few other things, right? There's probably a few other things that are going to help you in that process. So let's talk that through.
I think one of the big ones is just that my body wants to make a baby.
Isn't that gorgeous? Isn't that just a beautiful image? I love that. You guys are killing it this morning. I love it. Do you believe, sweetheart, that your body wants to make a baby?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Yeah. And you haven't heard that, you know, you haven't heard any evidence whatsoever that it can't, right? Nobody's told you absolutely positively, no, Serena, this can't happen for you.
Right. No, it's just not without, you know, maybe considering egg donors or, you know, other avenues.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Are those things you're open to?
Those are things I'm open to, definitely. I think that's a shift I've needed to be willing to make and to understand that it may not happen, quote unquote, naturally for me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you have a judgment on whether or not it happens naturally for you?
No, I don't.
Okay. Okay. Just curious. Because sometimes, you know, I mean, I have no energy on, no judgment one way or another on that. I'm just kind of curious
right.
to see how it can serve you best in the time that we have.
Well, and I also think that, I think it also ties into what you were talking about before, which is, you know, as I don't have a judgment about it, but how do I create boundaries and protect myself from the stories and judgments other people have about it? And how do I navigate that? And how much do I include or exclude people from my process?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Ooh, girl, that's a 90-day coaching program right there. there's a lot of stuff that's why I love the work that I do. I mean, the women that we start together, and then when they're done with their coaching program, it's like night and day. It's like, whoo, you know, we unleash the Kraken. It's amazing. But you know, there's so much there for you, love, but it absolutely starts, I mean, going back to, you know, how to keep the faith, it really comes back to what you believe about yourself, okay, and mm-hmm. really getting crystal clear on that, you know, truly, and I'd really encourage you, you know, look at the Knockout Negativity Planner that I sent, look at the magnet statements, you know, when you okay. really start to build up what you believe about you, your voice is going to drown out all the other naysayers, okay? And you can love those mm-hmm. naysayers. This is not about creating a, you know, an ugly division between you and the people you love or the people that are in your life, not at all. But it is about creating healthy boundaries, and it's about getting crystal clear on who you want to be. But
right.
here's the thing. When you believe that anything is possible for you and you believe your body knows how to do what she can do, you give her that boost. You know, it's not frou-frou, feel good, you know, airy-fairy nonsense. There's enough evidence out there to support the notion of the power of mindset. So start looking at your body as some, you know, as something that is on your side. You know, she's on your side. She's doing the best that she can. She's trying to show up, you know, she's trying to do the best that she can. She's showing up in the best way that she knows how. Treat her like a teammate, not as an enemy, and really start to embody that and look at that and, you know, go through the magnet statements. You know, what do you want to believe about you? Use these things to start building that up, Because when you believe the things that you write down as your magnet statements, when you get super clear on that, you get clear on how you want to live this journey, you start building that belief that is unshakable. The faith in you will become unshakable as you build that. And, you know, it's, and mm-hmm. be gentle with yourself. It's not unusual to have some blocks. I mean, why do you think that? I mean, I'm an educated woman. If you can't tell, I've got a lot of drive, you know, but I had to go out and get help with the process because, you know, I was getting in my own way. And if you feel that way, reach out. Like I was going to tell the ladies that are on the call, there's a little button in the upper left-hand corner if you're listening on the web, or there was also an invitation. There's going to be an invitation in the email that you'll receive after this. We do this for the Circle and Bloom community. If you want to talk to me about working together, if you want the magic that my clients get, reach out. Ask for a breakthrough session with me, and we can talk about working together. Because, girl, you're in it. You're in it to win it. I can hear it. You know, and sometimes it's sometimes it's just about working through the mindset, love. But what I've given you this morning and the worksheets, and hopefully what you've taken from this call will really help support you in getting there. And if you want more, believe me, you can get more. I'm here for you.
Thank you.
So did I answer your question?
Yes, you did. And thank you so much. This work is so important that you're doing.
You are so welcome, love. I love what I do. If you can't tell. So I have a question from Andrea in Toronto. How do you balance the importance of a positive mindset and not setting yourself up for more disappointment if it doesn't happen? I find that the months where I focus on a positive mindset and knowing it will happen for me, those are the months where I have a really hard time dealing with it when my period comes. Any advice? Yes, love. Disappointment is disappointment. You know, I don't think that having a positive mindset is setting you up for anything but success. Okay, so, I mean, that's the perspective that I come from. And it's a powerful one because while your period may come next month or it may come, you know, this month, look, if you absolutely believe in a positive outcome for yourself, no matter what, You may not know when it's going to come, and you may not understand right now the form in which it will come. If you absolutely believe that there is something good out there for you, if you believe in miracles, the fact that you may have disappointment in the interim will not, you know, that won't detract from that. And let's be honest. I mean, disappointment is disappointment. You know, as a woman who spent years struggling on this journey, you know, I used to tell myself, well, I'm not going to get excited because I'm just going to get disappointed. Well, when I did that, I was just as disappointed. You know, it sucks. The sting still happens. You know, the fact that I was just wallowing in my own negativity didn't help me fare any better than if I started, you know, that particular treatment off positively. You know, in fact, you know, I find that keeping a positive mindset, and let's be clear about what positive mindset is. Positive mindset isn't denying realities on this journey. We don't deny that we have a certain percentage of a chance each month. Like, what is it? Completely healthy young women have a 20% chance of getting pregnant each month, right? So it's like we don't pretend that it might not happen, but we focus on the fact that ultimately it will. Okay? You may not know the when and you may not know the how, but you believe that you will be a mom. And that's not about denying anything. You know, if I haven't made that clear, you know, we're not denying reality. You know, like when I was going through my treatment and even when I'm working with my clients, you know, nobody denies that they're in treatment, but they focus on what they want, not on what they don't want. And it's funny because I use this example from when I got my motorcycle license. I remember the instructor saying, hey, where your eyes go, you go. And it's really important because if your focus is on negative, that's all you're going to see. And it's going to feel just as bad. But if you give yourself the opportunity to keep your focus on ultimately what you want, and understanding that the road between here and there may have some ups and downs, you know, you have the support to keep going through and maintaining a positive mindset. So positive mindset isn't just like, oh, everything's going to work out, you know, this month. You know, it's playing a long game. It's understanding that there is something good waiting for you, no matter what present circumstances may indicate, no matter what evidence may be in front of you right now. I mean, I can't tell you, Andrea, how many women I have worked with who have been given scary statistics about what their chances were, and they get pregnant, okay? So that's why I'm saying, you know, it isn't just one thing. It's a confluence of things. And if you have a choice of the circumstances under which you call in your miracle, wouldn't you rather be in the circumstance where you are, where you have a mindset that's going to support your fertility rather than one based in fear, stress, and scarcity? You know, which one do you think is going to get you closer to your goal? And I can't answer that for you. You know, you can answer that for yourself. You know, but if negativity, fear, and, you know, freak out hasn't gotten you one step closer to what you want, try a legitimate positive approach to it and understanding and investing in the belief that you will have your miracle, even though you don't know the timeline and you don't know the how. Okay, so I really hope that that supports you. And if you have any questions, ask. Let's see. I also have a question from Sophia in New York City. I was told in a tarot reading that I would not get pregnant soon. This has got into my head. How do I get around it? Well, Sophia, here's the thing. You get to decide what you choose to believe, okay? If I haven't made it clear by now, you are the ultimate arbiter of what you choose to believe on this journey. And, you know, if somebody, you know, if it's a tarot card reader or a friend or whatever, somebody has some negative story to tell you, here's the thing. You get to choose whether or not you believe that. Just because somebody's a tarot reader or a good friend doesn't mean that their voice has any more stock in it than yours. Let your voice be the loudest voice that you listen to, okay? When your voice, your internal voice, that strong voice that knows you are meant to be a mom, your miracle is on its way. You might not know when. You might not know how. When you listen to that, you're not going to let anything get in your way, okay? That's the kind of thing that, you know, I would encourage you to direct your attention to. Listen to your voice. You know, when you turn up the volume on that, it automatically turns down the volume on anybody else's negativity or whatever they think, okay? But it's up to you. If you put stock in what a tarot card reader tells you, I've got no energy on that. I've got no judgment. It's up to you. The question is that serving you? And is that in your best interest? And does that support your belief that there is a miracle out there for you? Okay? Hey, if there are those of you who are, you're just loving what you're hearing, you're saying, oh, my God, Roseanne, I need you in my life, then you're certainly going to have an opportunity to claim a breakthrough session with me if you're serious about working together, because I work with women who are in it to win it, who do not play games, and we're just, you know, we work together to get them to where they want to be on this journey. So my loves, I'm going to wrap it up. I am sending all of you so much love. It has been such an honor to share this time with you. I am so looking forward to being with you next month in the next call that we do for Circle and Bloom. And I want to send a huge shout out and thank you to Joanne and the entire Circle and Bloom team for making this possible. They are showing an absolute unshakable commitment to women on this journey. And it's my pleasure to be a part of that. So my loves, thank you so much for hanging out and being here with me. Again, my name is Roseanne Austin. I am a fertility journey transformation coach, and if you would like to reach out, if you know you want me to be part of your making your fertility dreams happen, then reach out. Go to check out my website at www.frommaybetobaby.com, request time with me, and we will go from there. So otherwise, ladies, have a beautiful Saturday. I'm sending you so much love, and take good care of yourselves.